Not at all. You know what I mean? This is playoff ball. You know what I mean? This big boy ball. If it was coming down to a call like that, you know what I mean? I'm not thinking about that. You know, I'm thinking about making a play. You know, knowing that he's, like you said, he's a big guy. He's a physical guy. If you go out there and play timid, then he's gonna push around.
When the catch on third down is getting reviewed, and you guys are sitting on the field not knowing it's going to be fourth and goal from the two or back where it was, what's going on with you guys as a group while you're sitting there in that long period of time waiting?
I mean, in our mind right now, you know, we're playing for it as if it is a catch. You know what I mean? You always have to prepare for the worst and thinking that that's what they're going to say. So the whole time, you know, as a defense, we're just saying, you know, we're defending the goal line. Regardless of whatever the situation may be, whatever the refs may say, we're defending the goal line. And I mean, that's what we did.
What made the difference for the defense in the second half? You didn't let them get any long drives, and you bent a little bit, but you basically kind of shut them down when you had to.
And came in here in halftime, made our correction, then went out, and we just played with energy. You know what I mean? We took those first two quarters and seeing our energy level, and we just matched the times two in the third and fourth quarter.
You guys talked so much about disrespect going into this week. How much did that feel to you guys today?
I don't know. You know what I mean? I think right now, as far as the defense went, you know, we just wanted to key in on our assignments. The whole slogan this week was, you know, just do your job. Nobody has to go out there and be Superman. You know, lined up, know what you have to do for one, then go out there and execute.
How big was it for you guys that when the offense is starting to make those and put those drives together to end the quarter?
Very big. You know, I mean, they had that one drive. You know, you seen those guys on their defense, you know, kind of get fatigued and a couple guys start cramping or whatever may happen. You know what I mean? That's always a good sign. You know, when the offense can drive the ball for that long and had a time of possession and then, you know, put up points. You know what I mean? That's always big.
Chandler, you looking?
You both go down on that fourth down play. You got tangled up or something?
Yeah, we were fighting. You know what I mean? Got physical at the top of the route. You know what I mean? Refs let us play. You know what I mean? That's what you want. You can't ask for nothing else in a playoff game.
Jalen, you looking forward to being underdogs next week?
Underdogs? I mean, whatever. You know what I mean? Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You know, as long as we go out there and execute like we did today, come out and win next week, that's all that matters.
What was the feeling like when it was first down and goal for the Falcons? You kind of backed up against your own goal line knowing, like, this game's on us right now. This game's on the defense.
That's what you want. As a defender, you know, you always dream of being in that situation and coming down to the fourth down and then making that fourth down stop with whoever it is. So, I mean, I think as far as our defense goes, I think we're built for that.
Do you have a sense before fourth down that you can be a little bit more physical because it's a tough spot to throw a flag from kind of the end of a game type of situation? Do you feel that or do you think you could be a little more physical or not?
I don't think it comes down to where the spot is. I think it just comes down to, like I said, playing playoff football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think those refs did a great job today, you know, calling it even on both sides with, you know, us just being aggressive with the receivers and then them doing the same thing to us.
It was crazy. I mean, you could actually, you know, feel the ground shake. You know what I mean? Those fans, they were loud. You know, they had our back, and then we backed them up as well.
What was it like walking off the field, knowing you guys are one win away from Super Bowl?
I mean, it just puts us that one step closer. You know what I mean? But at the same time, we can't get comfortable. You know what I mean? We got the 24-hour rule. You know, everybody enjoys it tonight until the morning. And then after that, you know, watch, see who we play. Then it's on to the next.
To huddle before you guys took the field. Them and basically we're using disrespect as your theme.
Yeah.
Did that fuel you guys?
As far as the fuel goes, I think that's just, it's just kind of in, you know what I mean? But like I said earlier, you know, our whole motto was know your assignment one, know how to line up and just execute, you know what I mean? Regardless of the disrespect or not, I mean, we know the work that we put in all week, all year, you know what I mean? And we know when we line up and we just play our type of football, I mean, it's hard to beat us.